The summer is upon us, at least for us in the Northern Hemisphere. And for many of us in education, this gives us the opportunity to do some of that extra learning that we weren't able to do during the school year. And there are lots of possibilities. We're going to do a series this week on summer professional development. Episode 184 starts now.
I'm Andrew Murata, host of the Education Leadership and Beyond podcast, a part of the Education Podcast Network, just like the show you are listening to now. Shows on the network are individually owned and opinions expressed may not reflect others. Find other interesting education podcasts at edupodcastnetwork.com.
Welcome to the Ditch That Textbook Podcast, a daily show to equip, inform, and inspire educators to teach with less reliance on the textbook through technology, creativity, and innovation. I'm your host, Matt Miller. Let's get started. So this year's been kind of a crazy one, hasn't it, in a lot of ways. And now, as many of us, at least in the United States, are starting to wind down and get to the summer. First of all, I think a lot of us are going to take a great big sigh of relief, or at least I hope you get an opportunity to kind of relax and recharge after all of the furious finish that we had to the end of the year with all of the remote learning. But at some point, if you're like me, at some point you're going to be like, oh, there's this one tool that I wanted to learn. Oh, there's this one thing that I really wanted to figure out. And when you've got a little bit of downtime, it makes it pretty easy to do that. And so what I wanted to do this week is to do a whole series that I'm calling Awesome Teacher Summer. This is when you've had that recharge and that downtime, and you're ready to get back, not to like the day-to-day of school necessarily, but to some of the things that you want to learn, some of the things that you want to improve on, or new skills or new tools or something that you want to pick up on. And so in this first episode in this series, we're going to be talking about lots of opportunities when it comes to some different ed tech tools, because there are lots of really cool things out there. And of course, they're all available for free. So let's dig down through some of these. Now, all of these that I'm going to be talking about really through the entire series are going to be available at ditchthattextbook.com/summer-pd. So again, that's ditchthattextbook.com/summer-pd. Of course, you can go to ditchthattextbook.com and click on the blog tab and you should be able to find it. So let's start off with Screencastify. If you're not familiar with Screencastify, it is a screen recording tool that you can use in the Google Chrome web browser. I think it's great. You can record with you can record what's on your screen, you can record your webcam, or you can record a combination of both. And it will even pick up your microphone if you want to narrate along the way. And the free version of Screencastify is really good. If you've got the paid version, if your school makes it available to you, that's even better. But there are lots and lots of free possibilities. And there are a couple of, I'll keep using this word free here, there are a couple of free courses that are out there that can help you master the basics and then go even further. So there's one called Master the Screencast with Screencastify. It's this one-hour course that covers the basics of Screencastify, and it also digs into lots of popular ways to use video with students, with your colleagues, and with parents. And so you can go in, it's self-paced. I think there's even a certificate of completion for professional development credit when it comes to that. And so there's a link to that. You can also just search for Master the Screencast in a web browser and you should be able to find it. Now, if you already know about Screencastify, you might consider taking the Screencastify Genius course or the Take Screencastify to the Next Level. There's the Screencastify Certified Genius course is taught by Alice Keeler. I wrote my book, Ditch That Homework, with Alice Keeler. And so I think she's great. She knows lots of stuff when it comes to Google and Microsoft and teaching math and all sorts of things. And this really is full of lots of ideas for using Google tools with Screencastify. There are lots of pretty clever things in there. I'll bet there's some stuff that you might not have thought of. And again, that one is totally free too. So if you're interested in Screencastify, those are a couple of things that are out there that you can use. Now let's talk about Seesaw for just a second. Seesaw is this learning platform where I almost think of it like Seesaw is kind of like Facebook for the classroom, where you have a class feed and students are able to add things to the feed. And then the teacher is able to go in and see what the students have added. And when I say things, I mean demonstrations of learning, things that students have learned. And so if you're interested in learning about Seesaw, you can get the ins and outs of it on their website. They have several mini trainings to get you up to speed. I also know that Seesaw does lots of webinars too. And so we've got a link again at that website, ditchthattextbook.com/summer-pd. There's a link to lots of those trainings. So if Seesaw is something that you've been curious about, then maybe now is the time to go check it out. How about Kahoot? So Kahoot, if you're not familiar with Kahoot, it's this gamified review app where you ask questions and the faster students answer, the more points they get. There's a leaderboard. I'll bet you probably know about Kahoot, but just in case you don't, there's a quick overview. So they have this free program so that you can become Kahoot certified. And actually, they go a step further than just calling you a Kahoot certified teacher. They call you a certified teacher of awesome. So if you want the badge that says that you are a certified teacher of awesome, this is the place to go. They've got three different levels, bronze, silver, and gold. And so the further that you get into it, you know, obviously the more you move up the podium, Olympics wise. And that of course is a free one as well. If you're interested in Pear Deck, I like Pear Deck an awful lot. It's a way to make your slides interactive. It works with Google Slides and with PowerPoint. Makes it so that students are able to answer questions and do things on your slides while you show them. It is a really good remote learning tool. They have some pre-recorded webinars to kind of get you up to speed. Call it Pear Deck 101. And then they're also offering lots of regular webinars as well. And so it's easy to find those on the page as well. I'll give you just a couple of more. Wakelet has they've got a course. Now, Wakelet, if you're not familiar with Wakelet, it's a tool that lets you make these collections, images, text, links, files, social media posts like tweets. I use Wakelet kind of like as buckets. And if I want to collect things into these buckets, into these collections, I can. They've created a course on the Microsoft Educator community called Learn to Surf the 5 C's with Wakelet, which is pretty cool. It gives you lots of ideas for using the 5 C's: collaboration, creativity, critical thinking, communication, and curation. And so you can sign up for that for free on the Microsoft Educator Center. And then there's lots of other ones too. There's you can become a Seesaw Pioneer, which is kind of their certification process. You can become a Flipgrid certified educator, or even go beyond the basics with Flipgrid. Those are some of the other ones that are out there. And so if you want to check those out, ditchthattextbook.com/summer-pd. And those are some of the ed tech tools that you can dive into. And we're going to keep going into some more of these. We've got a wide variety of different options for you this summer. So don't feel like you've got to use all of these, of course, or that you're a bad teacher if you're not checking out all of these. But if you hear of one that sounds like a good fit, maybe that's the one you want to go check out. Thanks for listening to the Ditch That Textbook podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. If you love it, be sure to leave a review and rating on iTunes to help others find the show. Thanks for listening, and happy ditching.